Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 21:16. The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. The prayer of the man who does not want to be a wanderer is wrapped up in the pleadings of this familiar hymn. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, O take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. Here is a man who pleads with the Lord to take his heart and close up the holes in it. He knows that there are tendencies of his heart to leave the God he loves. He desires that his heart be fixed. Here's my heart, O take and seal it. Apply the sealing ointment of thy word, Lord. Take thy word and make my heart constant. Stop it from wavering and drifting. David wrote of walking through the valley of the shadow of death. He never said he was wandering through the valley, for David was a walker, not a wanderer. A walker has purpose. A wanderer has no purpose. David said in Psalm 57:7, "My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise." David knew that when his heart was kept from wandering from God, the natural outcome was a heart that sang praises to the Lord. His was a heart that was prepared for every event because his heart was stayed upon God. Stay means to stay put. A stay is that which does not move from a position. A guy wire that holds an electric pole from moving is a stay. Like the guy wire, a heart that is fixed upon God does not wander, for there is nothing worth wandering to when a heart is so fixed. David said in Psalm 112:5a and 7, "A good man shall not be afraid of evil tidings, his heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord." Evil tidings cannot shake the heart that is fixed on the Lord. The man whose heart is fixed for whatever duty commands. As a structure is framed to bear the load designed for that structure, his heart is framed for any call of God. Put the load on this man's heart, and it will bear the load. It is a fully armored heart that is strong in the Lord. But the man described in our proverb has no fixed heart, for he is a wandering man. Notice this man wanders out of the way of understanding, meaning he was once in the way of understanding. This man was taught and professed the way of understanding, but his heart, not being fixed, wanders. He does not treat the Word of God as the Word of God, but simply dabbles in it for his own self-serving purposes. The Word of God may be prominent in his life, but it is not preeminent. And it all has to do with the authority of the Word of God over his life. His way of wandering is not straight, but winding, shifting, and rambling. His way is crooked, having no certain course. His purpose is shifting from one way to another. He has no anchor for his soul, because wandering will not connect to the anchor of the Word of God, for wandering is opposed to anchoring. Jude calls this man a wandering star to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever, for he never allows his heart to have a comprehension or appreciation of truth. The way of understanding is too confining, too narrow, too humbling. Instead of confidence in God, he prefers confidence in himself. Instead of pleasing God, he pleases himself or others for personal gain. Jesus talked about this man as the man by the wayside who heard the word, but the devil came and took the word out of his heart. It is interesting to note the meaning of the words wayside. It literally means by the side of the way, in the vicinity of the way. It is not in the way, but it is near the way. This is a man who is wandering. If he was not wandering, he would have been on the way, not on the wayside. He is close to the way, but he is not anchored to the way. Only Christ keeps a man in the way of understanding. Only Christ is the anchor of the way of understanding, and without Christ, a man is doomed to wander out of the way of understanding. Jesus said, "They that endure to the end, the same shall be saved." The saved are an enduring people, a continuing people, not a wandering people, for they are in a constant, and that constant is Christ. The wanderer has no constant. The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. He shall remain in the congregation of the dead, meaning he was never in the congregation of the living and will never be in the congregation of the living, never saved, and never to be saved.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.